The residents of Smith Ilsdean Road and its surroundings want the authorities to address the problem of speeding, in particular past St Peter's Smith Ilsdean CE School and Smith Ilsdean School. Recently, a petition raised 400 signatures, and as a result, the problem of speeding is set to be considered by Cabinet Member for Highways, Hamid Karam. However, a report suggests that the road is not at the threshold for the installation of speed cameras, and Councillor Karam is recommended to take alternative action instead. Specifically, the report suggests there must be 3 deaths or serious injuries over 3 years to meet the requirements. Roger Hayes, a councillor for Smith Ilsdean Ward and the leader of the Liberal Democrats, asked Councillor Karam to support the residents regardless of these requirements. Councillor Hayes said, "It is a dangerous road with 2 schools on it, so it ought to get some sort of priority. There is a lot of speeding, and this is downhill as well as uphill. People seem to get through the lights at the top of Halliwell Road and put their foot down, thinking they're in the country, but of course they're not." Incidents on Smith Ilsdean Road in the last 3 years include the death of Paul Rostron from Astley Bridge, who took his own life in a car crash deemed intentional at an inquest. The report refers to 2 other incidents, one which caused serious injuries and one which caused slight injuries. But the leader of the Lib Dems, who lives on the road, said it is not a reflection of the issue. Councillor Hayes said, "There have been a lot more accidents than there have been reported. People disappeared as they weren't insured, weren't taxed, or were under the influence of something. And there have been a lot more accidents which could have been serious, but which weren't. There are a lot of roads like this in Bolton. There are at least 2 or 3 like this in Smith Ilsdean. But Smith Ilsdean Road is one where there's particular strong feeling from the residents. I'm hopeful the Cabinet Member will back them, but the policy probably dictates he won't." Councillor Curran is recommended to make a request to the police for speed enforcement, as well as high-vis 30 mph signs and dragon's teeth markings.